Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We spoke last week about having Emunat Chachamim. Part of that mitzvah is trusting in the words of our holy Rishonim, the Chovot HaLebabot, in the Shar HaBitachon Perek Dalid, teaches us the way Hashem wants us to react if there's another person seeking our harm. If we follow the rabbi's advice, not only will we be doing a great Avodat Hashem, the rabbi also guarantees us that Hashem will turn that enemy who seeks our harm into someone who loves us instead. He writes, we must view this person as a messenger of Hashem who has no say of his own. We should tolerate his insults and never do back to him according to his actions. If we have an opportunity to do chesed for him, we should utilize it. We should even think good about him and internalize that whatever he did to us would have happened anyway. It's not him, it's Hashem. Then we should turn to Hashem and say, it is my sins that have caused this to happen. Please forgive me for what I have done. If we will accept responsibility for what happened and attribute it to Hashem, then writes the Chovot HaLevavot, that enemy will turn back his hatred and begin to love us instead. And then he quotes a pasuk in Mishle, Birtzot Hashem darkei ish, gam oyvav yashlim ito. This is far from the natural response of a person when someone tries to harm him. The conventional approach would be to deal directly with that person. But the Chovot HaLevavot is teaching us, it has nothing to do with him. Instead of wasting our time with the puppet, we should go straight to the master and talk to Hashem about it. That would be the Ratzon Hashem, and that would be our greatest Hishtadlut. If we could even thank Hashem for doing to us what he did and say we needed it and it's cleansing us, it would make the Avodah even more powerful. Chazal also teach the unbelievable zechuyot we get by not fighting back when people want to hurt us. It brings complete kapara and it becomes a time of great divine favor. Rabbi Snir Gweta, a rabbi in Israel who has brought back thousands of Ba'ale Teshuvah, told a story about a student of his named Yinon. They were having a Shabbaton for Ba'ale Teshuvah in Netanya for single boys, and Yinon attended. Everyone arrived on Thursday, and that evening, another boy saw Yinon holding a backgammon set which he brought with him and asked if he could borrow it. Yinon said, no problem, just give it back to me when you're done. That boy kept the backgammon set the entire night. And then on Friday afternoon, he was sitting in the lobby playing a game of it with his friend. Yinon politely went over to him and asked if he would be done with it soon so he could have it back. The boy was not in a good mood and was looking to pick a fight. He told Yinon, you want your set back? Here it is, and he proceeded to throw it across the room with pieces flying everywhere. Instead of fighting back, Yinon humbly bent down to pick up the pieces. But his older brother, who was also there, was infuriated about what that boy just did. He was ready to retaliate. And in seconds, he and his friends were exchanging words with that boy and his friends. Just as it started getting physical, the main rabbi of the Shabbaton walked in and everybody stopped. For some reason, the rabbi suspected Yinon for causing the trouble and he began rebuking him for ruining the Shabbaton. Yinon ran outside in tears. He turned to Hashem and said, I know this was all from you and I deserve it. But please Hashem, let the rabbi see that I'm innocent. A half hour later, Yinon was called to the lobby to talk to the rabbi. When he came in, he saw the rabbi holding the other boy's arm, bringing him towards Yinon to make peace. When Yinon got close, He stuck out his hand to shake the other boy's hand. But instead, that boy took his fist and punched Yinon right in the face in front of the rabbi. Yinon fell to the floor. He told his rabbi later. At that moment, he was thinking two thoughts. One, he thanked Hashem for showing the rabbi that he was not the troublemaker. And number two, he thanked Hashem for the hit. And he said, "Thank you, Hashem, for cleansing me of my past averot. I know I deserved it." When he got up, he didn't say any negative words to the other boy. He just went over to sit down. Another rabbi on the Shabbaton who witnessed this ran over to Yinon and said, "You have been totally humiliated and you didn't reply. Please give me a blessing to have children. I'm married 16 years and I have gotten berachot from Gedolei HaDor, but I still don't have a child. Your blessing at this moment is precious." Yinon said, "May Hashem give you a baby." Sure enough, that year, this rabbi contacted Yinon to thank him, because after 16 long years, his wife finally had a child. Whenever anyone harms us, we must know it's coming from Hashem for our good. If we realize it and respond accordingly, we will not only have a great spiritual elevation in that Avodat Hashem, but will no longer have any enemies, because Hashem will turn their hearts to love us instead. Have a great day.